You know, we always end the show with a little heart. I lead with the heart, as I always say. This story is literally about that. This is literally the story about a guy who had a heart transplant. A heart transplant. His name's Ray Bruce. The thing about Ray is, he almost didn't get it. He's out in BC in 2019. This is off the east coast of Vancouver Island, on another island. And he had a heart attack. And what happened and how his life was saved is a tale. It's almost a miracle. And I've got Susie Bruce, Ray's wife. I think Ray's in the background, but Susie, his wife, who's there, joins us. Hi, Susie.
Hello, hello.
How's it going out there, first of all, in the pandemic? You guys safe? You guys okay?
Everything's fine out here. I think perhaps a little looser than Ontario, you know? So multiple walks all over the city, gorgeous, you know? Spring has sprung.
It's always looser out there, Susie. What happened to Ray in 2019? Tell me about what. So he has the heart attack. You guys, like, how far away are you from the hospital out there?
Well, we're an hour's ferry ride to get to Vancouver Island. We are on Litskiti Island, which is a little island that's off the grid. And we were chopping rounds of wood. And Ray had a heart attack, but unlike the movies, he didn't fall over or anything. It was a few days, and we thought he had pneumonia. Oh. And then we called in the first responders, which are all volunteers on Litskiti Island, and they made an assessment, and then you are flown off. Your chopper comes in, and he was flown off to Jubilee. And the journey began there, you know, they assessed him, and then after a month or two on a telehealth call, Elizabeth Swiggin, who heads up the department there, suggested he would a likely candidate for heart transplant.
Heart transplant. Okay, yes. So what happened? So tell me a bit about that, about the heart transplant. So how does that work? So he's just waiting around for a heart?
Well, it's more than that. When you become a candidate, you have to be tested. So there was a year of tests of every part of the body, and you can imagine they look at MRIs, CTs, everything in your body to make sure that you're not already ill, that something's wrong with you, and that would be a lot of work for someone who perhaps had cancer already or something. So all the tests were done, and then they say you're on the list or you're not, and he was put on the list. And in a record 31 days, there was a heart.
Wow. So what happened then? So they get it. They get the heart, and then what happens?
Well, we were in an acreage, our daughter and son-in-law's acreage, 20 minutes north of Qualicum Beach, Spider Lake. And the cell phone reception can be sketchy at times, So this was one of those nights where we both had our cell phones beside us, on a Saturday night, and they didn't ring. And our daughter and son-in-law's number, I don't know, they were asleep, because this was midnight already.
And then you have like a time limit, right? They can't just keep a heart around for, it's not like, oh, well, let's wait for this guy. I think they give you like 12 hours and someone else gets the heart.
Well, that's right. And this heart wasn't meant for Ray, actually. It was meant for someone on the list before, but there was some problem with a test or something that came up, so they went straight to Ray. And, there you go. And there, none of us heard anything. So Dr. Bashir, who heads up the heart transplant, well, he's one of the two surgeons, suggested the RCMP. Who else can you turn to at night, he said, in the middle of the night?
Wow.
So they sent off Officer Jensen. They finally got hold of, an officer, and he came to Spider Lake and he thought he was going to be able to just knock on the door, but they live on an acreage and there's an iron gate and, a code and everything needed. So he put on his lights and his siren, in the middle of the country, and it aroused the neighbors, and they came out, and he saw the flashlight, and the neighbors had my son-in-law's cell phone, so that's how it was communicated, and then they walked over to the guest house, our daughter, and let us know that there was a heart.
This RCMP, this is above and beyond. Like, now, do you know this RCMP officer now? Like, this guy?
We are still in Vancouver. I know. We're still in Vancouver, but we look forward to meeting him. And the side story is that his father-in-law had just had a transplant, a liver transplant, 2 weeks earlier.
So this is Constable Tyler Jensen, who's like, you know what? Somebody needs a heart. I'm going with the flashlight. I'm just driving her. People don't realize. I just want our listeners across the country to realize where you are. Folks, if you imagine Vancouver, the city, then you have to go across the bay towards the Vancouver Island, right, to, let's say, Nanaimo. Then go north. That's Qualicum Beach. So you pass Nanaimo, Qualicum Beach. And then, and I know that's just the other side of the bay. There's Lasquitia Island where you guys are. So that, and then they've got to, so he has to drive all the way out there and just try to locate you guys.
That's right. It's 20 minutes outside and then in the country, inland, you know. So I know. He did. He figured it all out. He thought we might be on Lasquitia and was even thinking of getting a boat to go there, but there wouldn't have been enough time, he said. You know, it would have been too late. So he didn't take that route, and we weren't there, so.
And what was the moment when he said, Ray, you've got your heart? Can you just tell me, like, what did he say? Because that must have been a kind of holy crap moment. We've been waiting.
Well, he woke up, and it was the soft voice of our daughter telling us that they have a heart. They have a heart. He said he woke up and he felt dreamlike. I mean, he felt he was in a dream.
And then he rushed to the hospital. Now, by the way, is he healthy now?
We were up. Yes. Oh, he's fantastic. I mean, it's amazing the difference. You know, I mean, he was hardly able to walk, several feet. And now we're doing, you know, anything from 5 to 7K a day walking around Vancouver.
Wow. And he's you can go back to chopping wood, Susie. Just stop the chopping wood. I think you should stop it at chopping wood.
No. I think, you know, there are transplant Olympics, you know. There's all kinds of things. And one thing we are determined to be is ambassadors to raise the awareness of organ donations. And, you know, beadonor.ca in Ottawa, I know, is, you know, because Ontario, apparently 90% are in favor, but only 1 in 3 register.
So, we're across the country. You know, we're broadcasting in every province right now, Susie.
Well, BC transplant, you know, it takes 2 minutes to register with your medical card. It's as simple as that. And it can affect the lives of 80 people. One donor can save or improve the lives of over 80 people. And that's straight out of the NovaScotia.ca, who've gone into the opt-out program. You know, they've decided everyone's a donor until you opt out.
Yeah. Which is smart.
Which is excellent. And Spain has done that, and they have the highest number of organs in the world.
And you can save someone like Ray, folks. Susie, we need a good story. We're all needing a life-saving story, and I want you and Ray, Susie, to just enjoy this miracle. Someone's tragedy leads to your life and Ray's life. I love that you spoke to us. Take care. Safe recovery. Stay safe. Enjoy the beautiful West Coast. Hope to see you out there. I love going out there. I had the family out there just before the pandemic. And man, that is that's a beautiful place, Susie. Thanks for listening to us, everybody. And follow Susie's advice. Save a life if you can.